the Chris and Sam podcast. Pull up a bar stool and join us for a random conversation guaranteed to make you think or your money back.
Hello and welcome to episode 477 of the Chris and Sam podcast.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Sam. Welcome along to your weekly fix of randomness, technology and life. And real quick, if you like this episode, this podcast, us, how about you leave us a review? I went on to iTunes, Chris, on the Apple podcasty thing, or whatever it's called.
Oh, because you've got Apple now, yeah.
No, but I can log in anyway, because that's how you have to originally set up a podcast.
Oh, right.
You know, do it through Apple. Anyway, whatever. We have two reviews over the last 10 years. in 2015, we do have 6 total star ratings, though, of 5 stars. So people like it. But if you can leave us a review on whatever app, whatever platform, whatever you use, that'd be pretty cool. As we lead into episode 500, you know, we're all about sorting that out.
Yeah, so obviously we keep score. We keep track of this. We have no clue. But no, that's cool.
We're in it for the money. No? Is that not it? The first I've heard of this.
Anyway. I was going to say something now, and now I'm lost. Actually, I'll tell you something you didn't know, or I don't think you knew.
Okay,
I didn't know. Put it that way.
Hang on.
Did you know that China had a really big streamer economy?
A really big streaming online economy?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay.
Oh, is this the weirdo sales ones where they're watching the people?
Yeah, pretty much most of that is.
Because
They
got rid of that woman, eh, who holds up something for 2 seconds and throws it away for some reason. She was making like millions of dollars a year. Have you seen her?
No.
Oh, so they have one of the platforms, whatever they use over there, you can, like, it's like AliExpress, but there's always people sitting around and you can go, hey, show me the product, and they jump on and show you this thing. Well, there's this very well put together lady, and she's screaming at the camera, and they're just handing her boxes, and she's just throwing... She must be going through, like, 20, 30 items every minute, and she's just throwing it. And she was one of the top income people.
Yeah, so, so there's 15.8 million, 0.08 million professional streamers.
Professionals? Okay.
That means one in 100 Chinese citizen is a professional streamer.
Okay. So that means 99 out of 1 are consuming content? Almost? Or a lot? A big percentage?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. So, okay. And is it all gaming? Or is it... Do we know?
No. I think most of it, at least in the video... So this links to a YouTube video, which is pretty good. And I should shout out to Carl.
It sounded like a Carl thing.
Lush Monster sort of shared this, and I got into it.
Yeah.
So we'll share the video in the show notes. But, yeah, basically... 2.2 trillion out of 14 trillion yuan, whatever you call
their currency.
In online sales means that, so online sales every year, 2.2 trillion, 14 trillion of that, 2.2 of that is online revenue earned by streamers.
Oh, wow.
So, which is pretty good. That's 18.1%. But these streamers, though, 2%... of the streamers get 80% of the revenue. So it's not an 80-20.
Yeah, but I think that's standard with everything. It's the same with the podcast and the same with the YouTubers.
Yeah, so 0.4% of professional live streamers earn more than 100,000 of that yuan per month, whereas 95.2% earn less than 5,000.
Per month. Same thing for things like OnlyFans.
Yeah, and what they do is a lot of people are hired, so they'll pay them 3,000 yuan a month, which is I did the math, the conversion is about 1,600 maybe in New Zealand.
Okay,
so you get 3,000 a month salary plus 1% commission on what they sell, but they're doing 6 hours of live streaming per day.
I was just going to ask how many hours.
6 hours per day. I don't know if you get weekends with that. I don't think so. I'm guessing you don't.
That's less than what I thought you were going
to
say.
Yeah, but that's live streaming. They've still got to script everything. They've got to
I don't know how much scripting's going on.
I don't know.
But yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, but apparently the voice thing's a real issue. There are people that are just killing their voice, talking nonstop for 6 hours.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the one person they interviewed in this, they've managed to get 1 million followers, but they can't afford to live on that.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Which is just insane.
Because the followers don't equate to money.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that's what TikTok's all about. You can be super viral on TikTok, but you're not making any money on that.
Yeah, and it's cool. There's some pictures. They're walking down this bridge, and there's this nice bridge, you know, like a flash-type bridge. And every 5 feet, there's a streamer sitting there with their phone, with their ring light in front of them, talking.
Whoa.
At night. It's just insane. So anyway, I didn't have any clue of that, so I thought it was interesting.
Hey, did we talk about Patchy, the guy that made coffee in Auckland? I had a conversation with someone, but I don't know if it was us on the podcast.
I don't recall that at all.
Okay, so this guy, nicknamed Patchy, his name's John Lowe, he got basically separated from his wife, living in his car in Auckland, he's homeless, and he decides to make street coffee from a shopping cart. Do you hear the story?
No.
He's super popular, right? For $1.50, he opens his thermos up, pours out some instant coffee, gives it to you. For $2, I think he gives you a biscuit, right? And he's got a
instant coffee. Okay.
Yep. And he's got a technique. He says this is how you make it good, you know? And people are like, you know what? For $1.50, this is pretty good. Like, he is an institution in Auckland, right?
Okay.
Yep. Super popular. So they're talking to him and he says, oh, I'm thinking of doing a give a little thing. So when they spoke to him a month ago, I think it was, it was something like $900. But he's made over $10,000 to kickstart his coffee business. He's not sleeping in his car anymore, and he specially asked Give A Little to release the funds early to do this. He's got investors lined up, and he said, look, it's probably not going to work out, maybe, because it's just, you know, hospitality and that. He seems pretty switched on. So he's got a location now on Queen Street in Auckland somewhere where he can sleep in there as well as make coffee and stuff. And I think he's still just, I don't know if he's making proper coffee now or if he's still instant coffee, but he said at $1.50 a cup he was still profitable.
Wow. Yeah, you would be at $1.50 a cup.
Well, think about it. You can buy a bag of whatever for what?
Yeah.
$3-4 whatever.
Yeah.
And his biggest concern when he was starting out, or problem, was he'd like run out of hot water and then he'd have to go back somewhere, had a little base where he could cook. Someone lent him a power plug, I guess, for a jug or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good story. I like that. That's cool. I like that. Did you hear this one about, this is a New Zealand story in Mount Maunganui.
What's happening?
The guy who, there was three people being caught for burglary. Like, so they were robbing a building site. Building site. And three guys came out 3:40 a.m. Mount Maunganui Surf Road, and they all jumped into a car, and they were seen loading timber into the vehicle, right? Yeah. So they're just robbing a thing.
Building site.
The police arrived as the men were driving off and stopped the vehicle. Two of the men fled on foot, while a 32-year-old man was arrested as he tried to get out of the vehicle through the boot. Like, it must be in a hatchback, and he's trying to... whatever.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Good.
The dumb one. They call the dumb one.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, did they? Because...
Oh, here we go.
One of them ran into the surf, and the cops didn't follow
him. No, okay. I know the end of the story.
Yeah, the cops didn't follow him. And go, oh, that's not very safe. But they put a couple of cops on the beach to watch him come back. They found his body.
Yeah. Not good.
So I think he was – so there was a 53-year-old that was also detained. I don't think it says how old the – 37-year-old ran into the sea.
It's amazing what they'll try and do to get away. So did you hear about the cop that got punched in the head the other day?
No.
Okay, so 9:30 at night or something in Hamilton, they pull over a car – and he impounds it, and he's waiting
So he's in uniform the whole...
Yeah. He's waiting for the tow truck to come, and then I think the driver's like, I'm going to take my car, and the keys must have still been in it, which is weird. Like, he should... Anyway, I don't know. Goes to jump in the car, and the cops are like, okay, he's either going to run me over or crash into me, I don't know. So I think he jumped into the passenger seat, with this guy, and then at some point the cop tasered the guy, I think, or attempted to in the car, but the driver's just punching him in the head. He gets out, runs off. So they have a dog unit, Delta unit after him, and then
So was the cop by himself? Was he on his own?
Yeah. And then the Eagle helicopter came in that night as well, and then they eventually found him up a tree somewhere. He's been running around for a couple of hours.
So would he have body cam of that, the cop?
Police don't have body cams.
They don't have body cams, they? No.
Worried about the...
Still crazy. It still baffles me.
I think people think it's the privacy thing, but I literally think it's the storage.
Oh, right.
Of it is their biggest hiccup. But there's a lot of things that they should have. They should at least have the cameras on the cars, I think.
They don't have dash cams?
No.
Oh.
Dash cams will affect the radio.
Oh, that's right. You have told me that before.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So the good old Flintstone cops.
Yeah, exactly. But we do have, they do have fancy phone apps. They're quite far ahead technologically, apparently, according to the rest of the world. With some of the stuff they bring out for the cops to use, they just don't use things like that. Hey, you seen The Weekend at Bernie's on the bank loan?
Yeah.
Did you see the video?
No, I didn't watch the video.
There was a video I saw, right? So this woman, her uncle died, I assume, and she's like, quick, get him in the wheelchair, or maybe he was in the wheelchair, I don't know.
I think he probably was already in a wheelchair by the sound of
it. Who knows? Because then she takes him to the bank to get a bank loan, and then she's like, in the video,
And apparently, because I only read it, the teller's like, is he okay? He doesn't look very well.
She's talking to him. She's like, okay. And then she goes, okay, I just need you to sign this. And she puts the pen in his hand, but then sort of holds it. And she's like trying to write, like, with his hand. And then they're like, oh, this doesn't seem right. And then the cops come and they're like, yeah, he's been dead a couple of hours. Like, not long, because he didn't get stiff yet.
So she was getting done for desecrating a corpse, I think it is, or something like that. And, attempted...
Whatever,
theft, fraud, yeah, whatever. Anyway, so that was in Brazil, by the way.
Yes,
for those that didn't catch that. But yeah, that's insane. That just cracked me up. Hey, I got one. this is interesting. So this is a deadly aircraft crash in 2022. No Boeing.
No.
It's a small thing. In fact, it says the pilot of an experimental aircraft.
Yeah. You know these stories are going to end well when it starts like that. Experimental submarine, whatever.
Amateur-built Bear Hawk patrol plane. So how come it's called a Bear Hawk patrol plane if it's amateur-built? I suppose maybe it's a model kit.
Remember when that guy made his own hovercraft or something? Was it here in New Zealand?
Yeah.
And he got like his head ripped off? Anyway, he was super intelligent, but he built this without a cage on it. Carry on.
So anyway, so fond this guy, they finally released the what happened, you know, the investigation.
Yeah,
that's the word, investigation. So basically, imagine this. You're a passenger in the plane. So somebody went up in the plane, I think, not the pilot. Somebody else went up, came back and said, nah, it's kicking. It's when you turn, it does a jolt. It sort of kicks.
That's
not a good thing.
Okay.
So he goes up with two people in the plane.
Okay.
Two passengers.
Yeah, good.
And they said, we saw, you know, he was seen buckling in when he got in. But at the end,
he's not buckled in
and it wasn't broken or anything. It was unfastened. So what they think happened is he's testing the turning by sticking his head out the window.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Under the buckle.
Yeah, good.
And then he fell out.
Oh!
And he hit the tail of the plane.
Yeah.
Totally damaging it. So the passengers had no
chance. Oh,
and
no.
It just went, plummeted straight into the ground. The two passengers died. He obviously died.
That'd be the worst, just seeing this guy get sucked out the window.
He goes, oh no. And yeah, so, that was good. The only good news about that was it missed a school by 100 metres or something.
Okay.
It was a bunch of kids. Or
top tip,
or something.
If anybody has experimental machinery or anything... Just don't go near it, okay?
Because
you know that...
I mean, you know, an experimental, I don't know, headphones are all right. Experimental microphone might be all right. Experimental thing that's up in the air or under the sea, not all right.
No, no. There should be little red flags going off all around those.
Oh, it cracked me up.
NASA has been asked to join the search for the Loch Ness Monster.
What?
From the 30th of May to the 2nd of June, because it's the 90th anniversary of Sir Edward Mountain's expedition. Last year, I didn't know this, they had one of the largest searches of Loch Ness happen last year. And they got a hydrophone capturing some weird, loud underwater noises and several potential sightings, whatever that means. So they've got this other search that's happening on the 90th anniversary of this other dude's expedition. And they've sort of said, they've reached out to people at NASA. We're hoping to reach them through the power of social media. We are just hoping for their expert guidance to help with their ongoing quest to get answers. We've gone to UK...
I can give them some answers.
Yeah, hang on. They've gone to UK universities, and we are hoping that experts from NASA might have some advanced imaging technology to scan the lock. We would have to sit down and talk to them about how to get it here.
I went to Loch Ness. I've been there. Oh, I've been to the visitor centre. I paddled in Loch Ness because really, really cold.
Was it a magical experience?
Well, it was fine except for that thing that popped out of the water. It was great. It's a great thing, and it is a huge body of water. It really is. But one of the things that I find intriguing, and I don't know if it would work for Loch Ness, but you know, in the sea at the moment, they're finding a lot of underwater mountains and underwater canyons.
Yes.
Through satellites looking at the water.
Oh, right.
So,
yep.
If there's an underwater mountain, the sea level actually rises above it.
Okay.
It has a hump in the water. And because the satellites are so far up, they can measure that distance and they go, oh, there's a long hump there. And then they send like things in and they found undersea ridges and that. And I just wonder if there's anything that might help with that for Loch Ness. But I can't see how else NASA could help, honestly.
Oh, who knows?
It's really, really deep. That's the whole point. Anyway, I love this. I've only got a couple of quick ones because it's really all about the headlines.
Yeah, well,
that's all I'm interested in.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, but this one cracks me up because so the Bronx tax preparer has been charged by the IRS in a $100 million fraud. But what gets me is his nickname.
Okay.
What's a good tax accountant nickname?
I don't know. Terry the Taxman.
The Magician. No red flags there.
He's got a certain clientele. He's doing it.
The Magician. So, yeah, apparently a 60-year-old engaged in a scheme to submit thousands of false tax returns for more than 10 years, stealing more than $100 million. Crazy. Actually, I'm on that. There's another scammer here.
Yeah.
It's a con man who's swindled 160. He's a Canadian, dual citizenship Canadian and French.
Yeah.
He's swindled $175 million.
I saw the headline and I thought, oh my gosh, look at this dude go. But I didn't know anything else.
Massive psychic fraud scheme.
Yeah, of course.
He was sentenced to 10 years. He's 57 years old. But it's all by letter. Mail fraud.
Oh!
So that stuff still works. But basically, he's ripped off old people.
Yeah. I think that stuff works in America because there's just so many people there.
Yeah, yeah, and he was using the US. He was ripping off US, even though he didn't live
But
there.
That's pretty big over there, mail fraud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty serious crime.
What did he say, though? I've got it written. It's down here somewhere. He says, I used to live like a rock star. He made a freaking fortune out of it.
You would.
But he said here, the most lucrative years of the Maria Deval, he was pretending to be this famous psychic, Maria Deval, whoever, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, okay.
Led a business from 2005 to 2010 when he made up to $23 million in a single year.
Far out. Well, how much his outgoings were just for sending stuff?
Oh, Yeah, I think it's negligible, to be honest.
No, no, but, like, it's a gamble to begin with.
Yeah, isn't true.
It? Like, even if he's... He must have a little bit of money just to start up, I guess.
I just want to see this quote. Basically said...
I like the money.
Damn it.
You can never find the quote when you need it.
You never find the quote. Basically, he said something to the effect of, you know, it's maybe not moral, and it may be not good business, but it's not fraud.
Ah, fair enough.
Like,
I mean, okay.
Yeah, no, it is. So you're going to jail.
Oh.
So. Hey. Oh, there it is. Maybe it's not moral. Maybe it's bullshit. He said, but it doesn't mean it's fraud.
Think it does.
Yeah.
Think you're wrong, mate, says the man that's in jail for 10 years.
Good unk. Yep.
A bunch of beardos, that's their name. That's what they've decided to call themselves.
Beardos, okay.
A bunch of beardos from Beard Team USA.
Okay.
Broke a world record. Now, they hold it all around the country, different years. So this last year, I think November, it was in Florida. And what do you think the record was?
The longest combined beard?
Yes, beard chain.
Oh.
So these guys got really long beards, and then they sort of just tie them to each other. Like, split it, and then tie it to the person next to them.
That's just...
How many
weird.
People do you think they got to break the record?
So it's the number of people, not the length of the... Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yes.
A couple of hundred?
No, 89 beardos is what they called themselves. And it's... yeah. The same, 60 metres is the length of these people. But it all depends on how long the beard is, so they just sort of stretch out, I guess.
Yeah. So the beard has to tie to itself, or do they tie it with...
You're asking a lot of technical questions. It looks like it's just tied...
Rubber bands or braids or...
I actually don't know. I'm sure the Guinness World Records will tell me. I keep seeing weird Guinness World Records pop up on my Facebook feed. Yeah, they're putting these little videos together, and there was one of them. Oh, I can't, oh, for the life of me, I can't remember what it was. It was just the weirdest thing.
Good story.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize I was going to be talking about that.
Yeah. No fair.
What crashed through a Florida home's roof? I don't think there'd be
a bit of a Boeing. I think there's a good guess.
It is a good guess, and I think. If you were at home and something came right through your roof and then basically into the floor as well, it'd be pretty scary, eh?
Oh, hell yeah. And you go, first thought would be meteorite.
Well, that's right. So it was a mystery object, and NASA has confirmed that, yes, it was from the space station.
Oh, from the space station?
Yeah, it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. They jettisoned it from space station in 2021. They thought it was eventually going to be fully burned up, but one piece survived. And this chunk of metal just went through their house.
Holy. It looks like the size of a mortar shell.
Yeah. I was shaking. What the chance of something landing on my house with such force to cause so much damage?
Yeah, but... It's not an act of God, so I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to get insurance.
That's right. Probably.
Hey, this cracked me up because I've just read the headline again, and it's just like, duh, is the only response I've got.
Okay.
So Missouri in the States, they repealed legislation saying that you have to wear a helmet if you ride a motorbike.
Okay.
And guess what happened?
Straight away.
Deaths rose dramatically.
Oh, wow. What a surprise.
That's unbelievable. Who would have guessed it? Like anybody would have guessed it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So I don't know if they're going to change it or not. But the fatalities have increased 47%. So that's dumb. That's America, though. They just do the dumbest stuff. It's like they're going backwards so much.
Yeah, totally.
So many things. Anyway.
Did you ever play the game Alan Wake?
No. I saw the story and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Well, yeah. So it sounds like Alan Wake was up there with the games back in 2010. It's a horror shooter.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be really good. Spooky, smart, and with a sharp tongue-in-cheek sense of humor, it remains one of the most... one of the must-play horror games of the past 15 years. and then Alan Wake 2 improved upon it. So this person goes on eBay, and a store, old store that's closed down, I guess, or something, has 4,000 of these game codes on cards. And this person, Alyssa, goes, you know what? I'm a big fan of that game. I will buy that. So for $240, she gets these two giant boxes of printed cards with codes on it. And you can download the original Alan Wake game.
Right. How old is the game?
2010.
Oh, yeah.
But she contacts Microsoft, I think it is, and says, hey. And she gets some, it took them a couple of months to come from the USA to Finland, where she is. She's got all these boxes. She's trying these cards. Nothing works. Talks to Microsoft customer support, and they're like, you know what? They were never activated at the store level. So they're useless. You can't do anything with them. But she goes, oh, that's okay. The long answer is, I'm currently in the process of making a fan video which is inspired by the live-action cinematics in the game, and I think I can use a bunch of them in there. Otherwise, I'll just stick them on the wall. It'll look pretty cool.
Good. Good old Finland, eh? Very pragmatic people.
That's right. And I saw this. There's a video on this as well. Where'd it go? This woman was hogging a gym machine in Mexico. This other woman didn't like it, so they got into a bit of a fight.
Ooh.
As you do. Ripped her off, dragged her down the gym by her hair, all that stuff, and then bit her finger off. The other one bit her finger. The tip of her finger.
Actually, I wasn't going to mention it, but I saw that as well. John Wayne Bobbitt? John something
Bobbitt? Yeah. I can't remember the headline now.
So, back in the day,
his wife
Loretta cut his knob off, basically.
Yeah.
So he's just lost his toes.
Oh, that's right.
Because of the polluted water in Lake Lejeune or whatever. Yeah.
So it's good to see he's still relevant.
So so they just call him Stumpy now.
Yeah, that's right. All right, that almost brings us to the end of the podcast. What have you got coming up this week?
I was hoping this week I'd be real busy, but the person that...
Is the dude on holiday still?
No, he's back, but he's decided that he's going to do it himself because it's got to be done this week. So I'm like, oh, I'm doing nothing.
Oh, no.
So hopefully next week I'll get something, but that's all right. Yeah, and I'm working on a different workshop for myself to do. That's all I'm up to. Nothing too flash.
I'm going to Tauranga on the weekend. It's my niece's birthday.
Oh, nice.
So go see what's happening there.
How old's she?
15.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, should be good.
Oh, that'd be cool.
See if I have some stories from there. I will not be going on any children's toys. Okay, so I injured myself. Again.
Like last time.
That's right.
yes. Got ready to go to. I've applied for field days, so we're looking forward to doing that as well this year.
Woo-hoo. Yes, that's coming up soon. So that's about it. So until next time, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
See ya.
Bye.
Hope you enjoy the show. Make sure to subscribe and we'll catch you next week. Don't forget to tell your friends.